This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Well, maybe Bryce Harper will never leave and play for another team moving forward. I mean, a 13-year deal, that's saying something about a commitment of a team to a player and a player to a team. And of course, with no opt-out, that was a celebrated aspect when he signed with the Phillies back in 2019. And he's given the Phillies a ton and the city of Philadelphia a ton. Unfortunately, one of the realities is he's also banged up. And so while we do Harper at the half, 6.5 years in, we know that the second half for him individually will almost assuredly not be as good as him individually in the first half of 6.5 years. So for that, we want to turn, because the wrist has been a thing, and there's been a lot of injuries. Guy's gotten hit in the face. He had the elbow. I mean, a major reconstruction. But the wrist is the latest issue. It impacted him last year. Obviously, it's impacted him again this year. Now, before we go further, I want to bring on Dr. Michael Pensack, orthopedic surgeon from NovaCare Rehabilitation, in a moment. But I first want to play for Dr. Pensack and everyone listening what Bryce said earlier this week when he returned to the lineup. So Bryce, of course, came back. This was just a few days ago, and he had been trying to work through the wrist thing and improve it more. And he got to a point where he felt like he only improved it to the level he was going to improve it. And kind of, John, took the suggestion of a few callers who were like, well, if it's not really going to improve, I bet you at least just play. And he's like, all right, that's true, I'll play. So listen to what Bryce said, and then we'll get the doc's sense of it. Here's what Bryce said a few days ago.
I didn't think I was going to take any other steps forward of feeling better or anything like that. I thought we were kind of at a standstill of it feeling the same the last couple of days, and you know, from BP to live and things like that kind of gave us the same result each day. So I thought today was a good one.
So when we heard standstill, that kind of gave us a shudder. Like, all right, he's improved, but he's not nearly where he wants to be. And so what does that mean? Well, that means we turn to the NovaCare Rehabilitation Injury Report. Dr. Michael Pensack is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in hand, wrists, and upper extremity care. He holds a subspecialty certificate in orthopedic surgery of the hand, which is a designation granted to board-certified surgeons in hand surgery beyond those of other orthopedic surgeons. He's a real expert in this area, right there where the wrist is. Dr. Pensack joins us. Dr. Pensack, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So we're really fascinated to get your perspective. For everyone listening, full disclosure, Dr. Pensack has not, you know, treated Bryce and obviously is able to comment in a generic sense because he's just talking as a doc what it could be. So, Doc, let's get to it. Based on the fact that it impacted Bryce last year, he rested it, there was no surgery, it improved. He started playing this year, it set back in a more extensive way. He sat out, it improved, but it was a plateau. What would be your guess of what the issue is? What range of possibilities could it be?
All right, so my take on this is most likely a soft tissue problem. If you focus on the MRI that was just performed and is out there suggesting inflammation in the wrist, you're really talking about five or six structures at play. You've got bones, you've got nerves, you've got tendons, muscles, ligaments, joint capsules. It's probably not a bone bruise. You typically wouldn't refer to a bone bruise as an inflammatory condition. You're talking about an occult fracture you only see on MRI or swelling in the bone. So So I don't think it's a bony issue. That would most likely slowly resolve over time. Typically, if there was a nerve problem, you'd be referring to that as more of a neuritis. So it can be inflamed, but there's more descriptive language you would use to describe a nerve problem. So I'm focusing more on tendons, muscles, joint capsules, and the associated ligaments. This, to me, sounds like an acute on chronic situation where there's been damage to soft tissue that has given time to heal, and then it gets re-injured, re-exacerbated from whatever forces the athlete is putting his body or that region of the hand and wrist through. So a couple of things that I think about that I see commonly in my practice are ulnar-sided wrist pain. That's pain on the pinky side of your wrist. So there's a soft tissue disc there, very similar to the meniscus you have inside your knee, known as the TFCC, triangular fibrocartilaginous complex. That's prone to tearing. That can be a very nagging source of ulnar-sided wrist pain. It can wax and wane. So that's one thing that stands out to me. That disc has a poor vascular supply in the central third of it. The outer rim of it has good healing responses.
Oh,
there's a rich blood supply there, but that can tear. And depending on how much rest, it can calm down and then flare back up again.
And you're saying the poor vascular supply, Doc, that means essentially it takes longer to heal. There's not as much blood there, so it's just you got to be more patient with that coming back from that sort of thing.
Parts of those.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Discs don't heal, and if they ever progress to surgery, sometimes we just have to go in and debride or shave down the tissue that is unable to mount a healing response.
Oh, jeez.
Would you feel that
an
off-season surgery, in your opinion, fix it if the situation calls for it?
It certainly could, but there's still a host of other pathology at play that may not even require a surgery. You know, there could be a very bad tendinopathy. You could have an ECU subsheath injury. You can have a bad case of de Quervain's tendonitis, which is on the thumb side of your wrist.
Man.
These are extraordinarily painful conditions, and it depends what sort of conservative care the athlete or patient wants to employ. You know, this could simply respond to immobilization, anti-inflammatories, corticosteroid shots, but, you know, there are many athletes who don't want to put some of that stuff in their body, and that could prolong the healing response. So I could tell you, if you were like a weekend warrior in my office, you'd most likely be getting a cortisone shot for any of the pathology around the wrist, if it's a tendon or TFCC type of injury. But an athlete may want to, you know, mm-hmm. professional athlete at that level may want to hold off.
But if that is, like you said, that is an option that could make it feel better, that could reduce the inflammation. When you say it could respond to immobilization, that's the way that we dealt with everything, like in football,
sure.
In my sport, when it was wrist, You just tape it. You know, like that. That's. But I know that in baseball, why is it so difficult to just tape
it? Well, hold on. Well, let me just say this, Sean. Think about a bat. Think about swinging a bat. Like, it is so
directly. On your wrist, yeah.
It is right there.
Why is it? Why is it so difficult to just tape it?
It's very hard. The wrist has very complex kinematics. You're talking about 3D motions that you have eight wrist bones. There's two rows of wrist bones that articulate with either the hand and or the forearm. In order to get the proper kinematics to swing a bat at their level, to catch balls and throw balls, you just can't shut the wrist down without affecting their performance and motion. So some types of bad wrist pathology, you know, they require, you know, 6 weeks of immobilization and something called a Munster splint to shut down all their pronation and supination. That's the rotational motion about the long arm, about the long axis of the forearm.
Wow.
And that may not be feasible in season.
Wow.
And that's why I think this is, you know, definitely a soft tissue, well, very close to being a soft tissue thing definitively because of the acute on chronic nature of this. It seems like it responds to rest and then flares up with activity.
So, Doc, final question here. I'm going to combine short-term and long-term. Short-term is this year, of which there's, you know, 4 months if they go all the way through the World Series. Long-term, there's 6 years after that. Short-term, how much of a problem to play with and through? Long-term, how much of a problem as you perceive it?
Again, it all depends on the detailed findings of that MRI, which I'm not privy to, as he's not my private patient. But, you know, this could be solved in potentially 2 to 6 weeks if it's something that would respond well to a corticosteroid shot. If it requires surgery down the line, it's possible he could be temporized through the season and then something in the off season, and that could solve it for the rest of his career. I mean, there are plenty of people who do respond well to a wrist scope and a debridement or a repair of their TFCC, and that's the end of it. But it there's not enough information out there to opine further on that. And I don't want to circumspect beyond that because there's a lot more detail that goes into that kind of
surgical prognostication. It seems like that wasn't part of the plan for the last few years, you know, the debridement in the offseason.
Yeah, a little concerning that it wasn't taken care of last year into this year.
Yeah, because, why would that be the case, Doc?
That could be player preference. Again, without looking at the images and seeing what is actually damaged, it's hard to again,
speculate.
Further opine on that.
Yeah.
Got it.
Well, Doc, I appreciate your time. I'll tell you what, if I have one of these issues in the hand and wrist region, I'm coming to you. Dr. Michael Pencik, an orthopedic surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and upper extremity care. He sees patients at Ocean Orthopedic Associates in Toms River and Old Bridge, New Jersey. For more information, go to MichaelPencikMD.com, all part of the NovaCare Rehabilitation Injury Report. Doc, thank you, sir. Much appreciated.
Thank you, guys. Have a
thank
good one.
You
got it. Very interesting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.